From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. More rain is likely in North Georgia today. It comes after the National Weather Service declared a flash flood emergency for parts of White County in North Georgia. Yesterday, heavy rains dumped up to 6 inches in the already saturated area. Cammie Downey is with the Emergency Management Agency in White County. She says people should stay off of flooded roads.
We have crews out all over the county assessing different roads as they're getting called into the 911 center. We would just encourage everybody to stay home and don't get out in this.
Today's storms will be fast moving, which forecasters say should alleviate most of the flood concerns. But several days of heavy rainfall means more flooding is possible. South Carolina's attorney general is suing the federal government over a canceled nuclear project at the Savannah nuclear site just outside of Augusta. The mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility was designed to convert weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear reactors. But in May, the Department of Energy announced plans to convert it into a plant to make triggers for atomic bombs. In a statement, Attorney General Alan Wilson says the Energy Department broke its promise to the people of South Carolina. The Washington Post reports the federal government has already spent nearly $8 billion on construction and would need to spend another $50 million to finish the plant. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson says a new bill will improve health care access for veterans. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Last week, the Senate passed the VA Mission Act and sent it to the president's desk. The bill makes it easier for veterans to seek private care outside VA facilities. It also makes sure those facilities get paid. The Republican Senator and Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman says the Mission Act ensures top-quality care inside and outside the VA.
But there's a point in time you've got to face reality. That is, we've got to install the very best systems so that we have the most economical delivery of those benefits we can possibly have.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill sometime next month. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A former vice president of Atlanta-based Cox Communications has been sentenced to 25 months in federal prison for taking part in an embezzlement scheme. Janet West took millions of dollars from Cox since 2011. She used that money to fund her own lifestyle, including paying for two houses. The 49-year-old also directed her assistant to make payments to a third-party firm for marketing services. But prosecutors say most of that work never happened and the money was secretly transferred to West's accounts. Georgia correction officials say they seized more than 10,000 contraband items from state prisoners in the first 3 months of this year. Drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, handmade weapons, and cell phones were among the banned items taken from inmates. Commissioner Gregory Dozier says stopping the flow is a significant public safety issue. And former Atlanta Braves pitching great John Smoltz is now making his mark in the world of golf. Yesterday, the 51-year-old qualified for the U.S. Senior Open after winning a three-man playoff at Plantera Ridge in Peachtree City. Smoltz was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2015. He was an eight-time All-Star and won the Cy Young Award in 1996. The 2018 U.S. Senior Open is June 28th through July 1st in Colorado Springs. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.